Any girl could be a bitch.
No, you could be bitchy.
There's a little fucking jump off a cliff.
I fucking like the
quarter fags. What are we? No, but that's fucking annoying, goofy, and like,
oh, cultural like, appropriation.
Why the fuck does everything have to be politically correct now? You're stealing all our culture. Let the bitch.
Welcome back to Pigs and Blanket Pigs.
Party till I die.
Party till I die. I'm a fucking sucker piece. Oh, welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, y'all.
What should we do for our intros now, man?
I say we ask the fans.
Should we put a beat on? But we were all big irony, but I think we got to switch it now.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know. We got to think about it. Yeah. I tell you, I get no respect.
All right, guys, we're doing shitty comedy one-liners.
No, but truly welcome back to Wednesday's pod. Like I said, we're fucking back.
We're taking over Eric's Tinder.
Taking over Eric's Tinder. And we're back. We're taking over Eric's Tinder. Here we got some girl named Erica. All right, no disrespect. About 600 pounds.
Wait,
okay.
What messages Eric
sent? Oh wait, her bio says big and fluffy. Huh.
Okay. Why would she put that?
Big and fluffy. She, don't you hate it when they try to sugarcoat it? Can't you just put, I'm a fat piece of shit. I'm about a pound away from dying. Big and fluffy. Like, you make it sound all delicious, like a marshmallow.
Oh, she's delicious for Eric.
Do you like big and fluffy bitches?
Like
on a scale of.
No.
What's the big black bitch?
Respucia?
No, the fucking singer.
Lizzo?
All right, from a scale from 1 to Lizzo, like how fat do you like him?
I'd give it a 3, maybe.
A 3?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is Lizzo a 10?
Well, yeah.
I'd give it a 3. I'm sorry.
3? Yeah. Oh, that's like, huge still. That's like 300 pounds. Lizzo's like at 1,000.
Oh, okay.
So you like it.
So, okay, so like 2.5,
250. 250, okay. They ain't 250, they ain't nifty, yeah. But they're good for the quickie.
Well, if they're 280, they're ladies, guys.
Oh, if they're too lady,
according to those fat lords,
I'm fucking them till I'm lazy.
Well, guys, that's this week's episode. Honestly, guys,
all right, but
I regret stopping because, yo, you low-key do lose your fucking flow of things.
Hey,
like,
we'll,
this feels
we'll
like our beginning
the,
podcast
yeah,
again.
We'll get back in the groove. We lost the feng shui a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, what else do we expect after, honestly, what was it, 2-3 months maybe?
Yeah, it was like 2-3 months.
So, I mean, we're back, but I'm scrolling through his okay, this one's human-y. Okay, she looks like a humanoid. She has like two big ass Bubis eyes. They're kind
of
like looking opposite ways, but hey.
She looks like Bubasaur. Wait, what's this pickup line for her?
Oh my god.
What is it? Let me see.
You look like an iguana.
She is a good one.
She said, what's that mean? She said, If you had normal eyes, you'd be able to read.
Fucking
that's a good one. Eric, that's a good pickup line.
Fucking great.
All right, I'm scrolling to his. Let me see.
Another girl that he's
what other
to.
Girls is he talking to?
Make a scary one. We don't want to look at the cute ones.
They're all pretty scary.
But that, I'm one, trying, that one, that all one. Right,
this one, okay. You describe her, bro.
All right, let me see. She looks like a fucking wrestler. Like, she'd fucking put you in an arm bar and beat your head in with the elbow. That's how she looks like. Her bio is, I'm Roman. I'm a Roman wrestler. Yeah.
No, really? Look.
Really? Oh, let's check. What...
Yeah!
Wait, what was Eric's pickup line? What was Eric's pickup line?
He said, you suck the mango?
Oh my god. Hey, we shout out to my abuelita late on her birthday.
She got a long hair, dick, red balls.
Open up a legs and fillet me on that pussy. I'ma get in and on that pussy.
Back when fucking Drake was motherfucking cold.
All right, guys, so let me just say that Drake has his bar where he says, don't act like a puto. I'm gonna keep it a buck like Antetokounmpo. Bro, all I know is that shout out to the Bucks for winning the Super Bowl and shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, you have a great future.
Oh my my God. What? This piece of shit. This other girl on
M&M's fucking... or Skittles?
M&M's 100%. Peanut M&M's not peanuts, all the way.
Just regular.
Oh, fucking Skittles.
All right, Skittles. What about you, Eric?
Skittles? Yeah,
all right, Skittles. Guys, that settles that argument.
Unless it's mini M&M's. Those are fire. And the little tube?
Oh, yeah.
I love those. They're like made in another fucking factory because they 100% taste different.
I think we just like small round things in our mouth.
Oh, here's this other one.
Hi, Pinchetti.
Fucking Eric. He's all get at-y.
Yeah. Describe her, bro.
Well, she's dead ass. She has one of those. What are they called? Those short clips? A boomerang on her first Tinder slide, and she's shaking her ass. And she looks good, Eric. You sent a guy with a parachute and said, just dropping in. You piece of shit.
That's a great pick up line.
Let me snuggle in between those cheeks.
Did she respond, though?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, come on in.
That's fucking great. Are you getting anxiety?
Your favorite seat.
Eric, you went off on these fucking Tinder shits at Tucson.
Last one. She's about 880.
She looks feed-em as fuck.
She has high-ass socks, so she could get down. She's got lokes on. She's bald. She's got kind of like a mustache, but it's got to get kind of edged up. It's a little kooky. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's about as peaceful as it gets, man.
Hell yeah, bro. Look at Urias. 7 innings pitched, only 3 hits, 0 ER.
Is that the little Ojitos?
Yeah, bro. He's the fastest. I think he has 17 wins. He's the fastest to 15 this season.
Baby eye is cold, bro.
Baby eye is cold, guys. And I know you guys are wondering, are the Dodgers in first place? Let me check right now, guys.
Not,
the fucking Giants are 3 games ahead. Yeah, they've been Giants fucking... Nice. They schmeckledored them.
Barry Bonds is going off the charts.
Yeah, and so was fucking... what's that guy? I forgot his name. Doogie Howser, yeah.
Have you guys... What was that show? Fuck. Oh, with Lil Winnie? Oh, yeah, Wonder Years. Have you ever seen Wonder Years?
Nope, never done it.
Oh, great fucking show. It's literally just about growing up in the suburbs, like little middle-class family, but it's literally a fucking tremendous show. So, I mean, that's a great rec if you guys really want to watch that. It's a great rec if you've never seen it. Wonder Years.
You know what movie I want to watch?
Great rec. I already watched it once with Eric and Sal as a professional. Have you seen it yet?
Is that the one with Robert De Niro?
No, it's with some girl.
The black guy?
No, it's a white dude. And, like, Eric fucking knows the name of it. But here, I'll look up what girl's in it. But just keep talking. Blab on.
Is that the one with the where they need to fucking get that guy to? I think it's that one when they pay that guy to take him somewhere. Is it that one?
No, it's like a hitman.
Okay, yeah.
Natalie Portman's in it when she was 12 years old.
I haven't fucking seen that shit in so long, but I remember it.
That shit's great, bro. I think I'm.
You know what's also great that you haven't seen? Bronx Tale, bro.
Honestly, have you seen Candyman?
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah,
I want to go see it. Maybe I'll
It's good.
Maybe I'll will go.
That one and The Night House is good, too.
I haven't seen none of them.
The Night House is great. I was watching Malignant earlier on HBO.
I'll
probably watch it later.
Is that a new movie?
Yeah.
I watched Malignant. Fucking Exorcist 3 and actually liked it a lot.
Yeah. I haven't seen in 30 years.
I told you. Oh, you have Amazon Prime, too, huh?
No, I don't.
You could log into my Amazon Prime.
I don't know if it's still logged in.
No, you should check if it is.
Na 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 party till I die. Yeah, party till I fucking die. But man,
what you doing this weekend?
This fucking weekend didn't really do much besides the huge get Chick-fil-A. If you ain't in Chick-fil-A, then you're not. Oh my God, Luis always sends that fucking goofy shit. It's some fucking little Indian kid that's fucking lip syncing. Yeah, Indian.
Yeah,
we're Indians. We're fucking Navajos. I'm not even offended about the Indian names, so they shouldn't really change them.
No, bro, you seen they're changing it to the
the Gladiators or the Guardians.
No, yeah, that's Cleveland Guardians. Sick. It's pretty sick. The logo's sick.
I haven't seen it.
It's probably the best logo in the MLB now.
No, I don't know. Dodgers is pretty hard.
No, what team is it? Cleveland
Guardians.
All right, hold on. I got to show you.
Dobbs on it.
Cleveland Guardians. All right, let me show you the fucking logo. It's pretty great.
It's just a C.
No. It's that one. That shit is fire.
That shit's gay.
What?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. This is
pretty terrible.
There's no way you think that's terrible.
No, I really wouldn't fucking wear that if they gave it to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm being honest. That shit's gay. I would have fucking put that little Aztec guy, and now I'm offended.
Why?
Because they're using that little Aztec guy.
Are you thinking about getting another yet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What are you trying to get next?
Just like a bunch. Honestly, I'm just going to get a bunch of random shit like clocks and roses and dates just to fill up my arms.
Okay. And then, what do you have, about 15 now?
No, fucking like
4, right? Or 5? Do you have just the Lake or Dodgers one on your leg?
Yeah, the Dodgers one, the little heart that Eric did.
Aren't you going to get a Lakers one?
I don't know. That's true. I'm either going to get that or the Optic Gaming sign on the other one.
Oh, you're getting it. I told you I'm paying for it.
All right, tremendous.
You're not actually going to get it. There's no way.
Are you paying for
it? I told you on your heart.
Yeah, I already told my mom. She's like, what the fuck are you going to do?
No, don't. Did you tell her that I said?
I said you're paying for it, but I said I agree.
Oh, my God. Never mind. You dragged me into it. Don't do it no more.
Why?
Your parents are going to hate me.
I'm still.
And they've got a point.
I'm still going to get the Optic Gaming one on my fucking cap big like the Dodger sign.
Oh, honestly, would you get it in your armpit?
Fuck, no, that hurts.
Really?
Fuck, yeah.
That would be sick, though.
That shit hurts so bad.
But how do you know? You never had it.
Because when they got up here, like he said, this fucking felt like
But it's just soggy skin.
That's the heart. That's the one that hurts the most.
It would just like this. Not little, hit bone, though.
This little, it's not the bone. It's this little area. Like when it got to right here, the RA, this little tail of the A. Oh, my God. Bro, I wanted to get out the seat.
Wait, did Jimmy do that one, too? Did the eye?
Yeah, Jimmy did this one.
Yeah, that one's still good.
And this one. Yeah. Oh, he's off crack.
Well, yeah, you do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You already all yatted. It's not bad.
Nah, fuck
no. I need to go get my first piece done, bro. I just don't know what the fuck I'd even get.
Honestly, bro, it doesn't even matter.
I know, in a way it does, because honestly, if I get my first piece...
You're going to get more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would look weird, just one fucking random piece.
No, that's how I am. I'm all blotchy. Like,
nah, but you're going to get more. I just wouldn't know what to fill it up with.
Like, yeah, you're just going to...
fucking sleeve.
You're just going to be... That's why I want...
I
want
to get a half sleeve, if anything.
I want to get something really cohesive on my left arm.
Yeah.
Like, just have an idea already set for my whole half sleeve.
I might just have to get the Mac piece.
Ramon, get it with Ramon. Just get stop him from being bitching out. But yeah, I would be down. I want to get.
I just know that shit will be expensive.
I want to get another tab, but that's what's holding me back, bro. And right now, I just want to see how I handle myself not getting 30 hours of overtime every 2 weeks.
What do you mean?
Because I was used to keep putting in like 55 hours.
You're making the same, you said.
No, fuck no.
No?
No, fuck no. I'm making like. So
stand by.
I'll just say the one number, how much less I'm making.
Oh, okay.
So I'm working like 15 hours less a week, but I'm probably make honestly in the grand scheme of things, it's not even that much less.
Wait,
it's like 150 less a week.
Oh, that's not a lot, bro.
No.
And it's not only 15 hours more, is it?
Well, 15 hours a week, technically 30.
Oh, fuck that.
Because I get paid weekly now. That's just tremendous.
30 hours more, and it's just $300 more every
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's really not worth it.
Yeah, it's not.
Fuck
that. So I was getting like $1,500 at the last job. So now you guys do the math. You guys know how much I make at this job. I don't care.
Okay. You're making $1,500
every 2 weeks? Every
2 weeks. Okay. That's not bad, bro.
Yeah. But now it's like, fuck. But they're also on my job right now, they're taking $25 because they have a vacation fund where every check they put away $25 for you. And then April 13th, they give it to you.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. And you could do that for Christmas, like at the beginning of January, you could start putting in like $25 a check and they give it all to you in late October.
It's kind of with the 401k. I just pulled out a whole lot of loot from there.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's great.
Because I bought my bike with little Ethereum with what I had. And then to re-get that back, I pulled out money from my 401k.
All I know is that I fucked up and
pulled out a loan, but I was owing like $5,000 in my credit card.
Loan from where?
From my 401k, my last job. So now I need to call them and send in the, it was $30 every 2 weeks of payment. So it's whatever. I'll keep paying it. But it's just annoying because I have to go get a money order every 2 weeks.
Yeah. You could have just cashed out all of it, can't you?
Well, I have to call them. I have like $3,000 left. So I told them, can I pay my loan off with the $3,000? Because I only took out like $1,800.
But you wouldn't need to pay that loan back, would you?
Yeah, you have to.
It's even if you quit?
Yeah.
Well, that was just shitty timing. Or how long ago did you get it?
Literally like 2 months ago.
Yeah, because Eric got a loan too.
Yeah, but that's, so I want to do that. And they're like, oh, we could try
it.
So
you should have done it the hardship way, bro. That's what I did.
How?
I just made like a quote from an AC company for like $7,000 and I paid it all out.
Yeah, they did a fucking, I didn't know you
could do that. No loan, no nothing.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Yeah, that shit would have been dope.
Yeah, bro.
The next day, this nigga hit me with that info.
Yeah, when you already had took it all stupid.
No, he didn't tell me he was. And then I told him what I was going to do, and he's like, yeah, I just took a loan. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, well, whatever. He's paying it back to himself.
I even got the little quote right here. It's literally all professional.
Who made
I had
it?
To write like a, me. I had to write like a little letter. Oh, and I deleted it.
Whatever, but you did
it. Oh, no, right here.
Oh my God, you piece of shit. That shit does look real as fuck. And you even put a couple cents on there to make it more real.
Yeah.
But
here's what I took out. Well, it was that much, but after that after fees.
So all I know is that I have like $3,100 in that shit or something, and they can't pay it off the other loan from that. So they're like, oh, we're going to take out that and tax you on that and then give you your money.
And I'm going to get taxed for it at the end of the year, but whatever. But I'm not even spending that shit.
I'm going to get taxed for that. So then whatever I get left from the $3,000, if they tax me half of the $3,000 that's left, I'm just sending in $1,500.
Yeah.
I'm putting it all in Ethereum. It's down right now. Bad.
Is it? $3,200. It was almost at $4,000 last week.
But yeah, bro, that's all I know.
So, I mean, I might go in later. Maybe some Polygon. Whatever.
Look it.
I'll make my shitty investments
and lose
it all.
That's how much I have right now.
Wait, what do you mean?
Left in 401k. Somewhere? So I have...
Oh, that's... Okay.
But they can't pay off the $1,800 that's left or whatever from there. They
said they can't. No, bro. I don't think it's enough.
Well, whatever. Even if
Because that's including what your company gave you.
Yeah, but that still comes out.
So it'd be like $1,500, which you get, bro.
Yeah, and then they tax.
And then minus the tax. So it's like $1,000. Yeah.
So if I send in $1,000, that's good. Then I keep sending the stupid $30
for the $1,800 or the $800 left. Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever. Not even a big deal, but it's just annoying going to get a fucking cash, a fucking money order.
Because that's what you did when you left where you used to work with me, huh? You took it all?
No, but they let me. It was because they let me go. Because
you got terminated, huh?
Yeah.
How much was it? Like $6,000?
It was two.
Two?
Yeah,
I thought you told me it was six.
2000. No, fuck no, I wish. I wasn't there that long. I was there like a year. 2005.
Did you pay taxes at the end of the year on it?
No, I made them take it out before.
Oh, then maybe I won't get taxed because I got taxed on that shit.
If you got taxed, you're good.
Oh, yeah, I got taxed 10%. They took like $1,000 almost.
That's a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
they taxed me a pretty good amount. But yeah, guys,
fuck.
When I quit,
that's a lot. $1,000 is fucking pieces of shit. But the fucking government just screws you.
It does, especially
money I've been.
Bro, you should see the shit Joe Biden did. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I didn't get state tax taken out, but that's not that much.
He fucked me over, bro. The new shit he did on how they collect the taxes from your paycheck is so stupid. It's not a percentage anymore. It's like one dependent, and you have to put 500. And some they're not pulling out of a lot of people's shit, so you have to owe at the end of the year. It's all fucking shambles.
They're not pulling money from your.
No, they are now, but like they weren't gonna. And I was just like, bro, this shit. I was like, no, I want them to fucking start taking out money now. Yeah. The lady's like, or you can just make an account. I was like, if I have money in my account, I'm gonna spend it. Yeah. Make them take that shit out. She's like, oh, I'm trying to figure it out. This lady was an accountant, like dead ass, big accountant. That's what she did her whole life, pretty much till now. She's an HR lady, and fucking Joe Biden. Fucking fuck shit up because he's trying to make up for the fucking trillions of dollars he gave out for free. You're a fucking piece of shit.
Wait, how's he trying to make up for it?
Like, he's trying to do like a little tax thing to where we owe because we're not setting the correct percentage, but he's just trying to fucking
make a little more.
Yeah, and fuck you right there.
You probably wouldn't know much at the end of the year, bro. Even if it's tax free, because that's how a homie does it. He said he only pays like $7,000 a year.
Yeah, it's not worth it. They don't take it away really $7,000 to me during the year.
No, they do. No, well, he makes like more money.
Yeah.
He makes like 30 something an hour.
No.
Yeah. I think like $35 an hour.
And why the fuck didn't he get shoes that fit?
Well, he's got a huge piece, bro. I guess they do fit.
Is that besides the fact?
Yeah. I only make fucking $10 an hour, bro. I make under minimum wage. Yeah, bro. I was getting paid $8.50, but honestly, that's just because all the chalan.
Oh, now you're bumped up.
I'm bumped up, bro. I'm getting fucking $200 every week.
I make $10.25 now.
I remember when I used to make like $100 every 2 weeks, bro, fucking McDonald's.
Bro, remember when we were working at AMT?
I'd blow it all like on a fucking Nixon watch at the mall.
I remember when we started working at AMT, and those fucking $400 checks felt like $300 something. Yeah. They felt like, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, they would hit different.
And now,
bro,
I get these other checks, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, gotta pay this, gotta pay that, gotta pay that. I check it, I'm like, fuck, I got $100.
You're so all
I get paid.
Affirm me too.
Yeah. No, you don't want to talk about it, that shit.
Hey, we all got debt. Fuck it.
No, that's but not stupid debt.
I got stupid debt.
No, but you pay it off.
I kind of paid it off already, actually.
That's what's good. See, mine, I'm in the hole. Like, I dead ass wanted to fucking go back to that job where I was at part time just to fucking pay off the debt, but I'll figure it out.
Reasonable.
No.
Yeah, bro, because, I mean, you make good money.
I make okay, yeah. You make the same as me.
Yeah, I'll be... No.
You make the same as me.
You got bumped up, bro.
It comes in next check, so I haven't yet.
He's bumped up to $10.50, guys. No, don't tell anybody.
Why the fuck would you tell him, bro?
I'm just
to $20
like
a check.
I just like to flex, like, my cousin's making the big bucks now.
All they did was move you up to a higher tax bracket, bro.
When you see the foam, I'm in the zone. Yeah. I just saved me $150.
Like some fucking $80 shoes.
Bro, he dead ass cleaned some $60 Nikes, and he's like, I showed it to fucking Eric. Oh, have you seen that guy?
Yeah, the little fucking Mexican bald guy.
Yeah. This piece of shit hasn't joined the fantasy thing, and we just need him and another person to join.
Fuck me over. I barely only make $50K a year. Damn it, I'm broke.
I don't make that shit at all.
Now, are you going to get the money or no?
I just exposed myself.
40?
That's not even how much I make. I make $10,000 a year, guys.
Is the other guy's doing $40 already?
Personally.
You don't pay them?
Nah, I really don't know how much I make, actually. I've never done the calculation a year. It's probably like $80,000.
You make $80,000?
Yeah, just about.
I fucking think I make 30. I'm like
30. We made that when we were making 14.
I made 29 last year. I made 29 last year.
Okay, bitch. You'd make that at fucking McDonald's.
No, I think I make 32.
32?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up,
nigga.
Whenever I apply for credit cards, I put that I make like $2 million a year. I get high ass credit limits. Woo! That's the hack.
Do you actually bump it up more than you do?
Yeah.
I put less.
I put like $100,000. Less. I always put like $100,000 a year.
Like I make $30,000.
That's why I got approved for like $20,000 cards. I'm never going to use them, but hey.
You never know when you need them.
I just got it for the cash bonus. Like if you spend $1,000 within 3 months, you get $200 back.
I
already spent those $2,000.
You saved yourself $150.
Oh, yeah. I saved myself $400.
All I know is that I got the Apple card because I don't know why.
It's a pretty shitty credit card.
Is it
like
why?
Rewards wise? If you go through your bank, you get one that's like 3-4%.
Oh, no. I just got it because it looks cool.
Oh, okay.
It's metal. Nah, I bought some games on it and I already paid it off. I was able to, like, remember I was worried about it because I couldn't get onto it.
Yeah.
And I just fucking sent the $130.
No,
whatever.
It's good to have credit cards. How much credit cards do you think you have?
I got 4 now. And I think I'm done.
That's it?
Yeah.
Like, including store ones like Amazon and.
I have an Amazon one, an Apple one, my bank credit card, and that's it.
Really? Fuck.
Do I need more?
I have a Best Buy, Amazon, 3 bank credit cards.
You're all smart.
Damn, I think that might... Oh, no, I had a Chase one, but I just fucking vacated it. I used it once to buy the gun, and I haven't used it since.
Honestly, I really want to... we're planning on fucking me and my girl staying together over here so we can put money in an account and just save. And she helps me save. So if anything, I want to pay off my debt. I want to pay off my debt that I have left and then hopefully get out of there and just be alone.
Yeah, bro. Soon, bro.
Yeah,
when
hopefully.
You going to pop the question?
I'm never going to marry you here.
Bro, that's what John, it's our fucking barber. He was like, hey, do you have a girl? And I was like, yeah, like 7 years. He's like, what the fuck? Are you married and shit? I was like, no, I'm like.
You're dating.
Yeah, we don't plan on getting married.
My girl.
Like, what do you mean, bro? I've known my girl for like 3 years and we're already married. It's like, in my head, I'm just like, fuck, 3 years in, like, you can just marry someone. I mean, teach their own, but I don't know. I'm just in a whole different mind state. Till maybe I get my own. No, even if I had my own place, she was done with school and everything was great. Like, what's the point of that fucking paper, bro?
Marriage
unless she truly wanted it.
No. Marriage is literally so inconvenient. Yeah, you get less in taxes.
Yeah.
You get, everything's all inconvenient. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just stupid.
It is. Well, I was telling my girl, I was like, what's the point of getting less taxes?
Did she want to be married?
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know. I was like, I'll get you your stupid ring. Like, I'll get you.
Yeah, that's what I told her.
I'll get you a ring.
Yeah.
You're married.
What does the paper? After I told her that, she's like, all right, I just want to, like, show that I'm married.
Yeah, I'll get you a ring. Save yourself. We'll save us the money on not getting me a ring.
Ah, she still wants a wedding, though. That doesn't even make sense.
That's the fun part.
But that doesn't make any sense. We're not actually married.
No, I guess
gonna get all grouchy.
Who?
My mom would.
No, I think you can get married through the church, and it's not legal.
To get married?
Nah, that would be like a joke.
No, it wouldn't.
My mom would get angry.
Because you're married through God.
Yeah.
That's the one that matters. What the fuck do I give a fuck about?
Oh, yeah, but that don't go with your taxes or none of that shit.
No, I'll do that shit in Mexico.
Voy a casar en Mexico, mejor.
Yes, bro. I'll do that shit in Mexico.
That shit would be so okay, lit, bro.
In Mexico?
Litmus. We're having a joint wedding, guys.
Ooh. A joint
wedding? Us four.
Nigga, give me 7 years.
Yeah, it's 7 years.
And you know, it's going to be 14 years for you?
Yeah. I'm
that's
going to
be dope.
Wedding.
Shut the fuck. There's not going to be no wedding anytime soon,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, there's not. Unless you're
You're better off getting married before us. Like, really. You have a higher chance.
I'll have a kid next year.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Should I? For the pod?
No, you shouldn't.
I want a kid.
No, you
it
don't.
It would be fun.
Yeah, like.
I don't want a fucking kid.
Like, I could dress them like
They're
me.
They're fucking useless. They smell like shit.
No, but.
They cost a lot of money.
But you don't have to give them the diaper. Your wife has to do the diaper. I have, like, a rancho mindset.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
No, deadass. Like, she
looks like she's all
game. She is all rancho, young.
Yeah, like, no, like, she does everything for me. Like, I'm just a fat, lazy piece of shit.
Yeah, you're feeling yourself the one, bro.
Like I get home. Like, she's great. She's a good person. We have good times.
Like, I was around you guys. It's pretty toxic.
Shut the fuck
those
up.
Those are the best ones, though. The toxic ones.
Like, this one time I went over to their crib, and then, like, as soon as he walks in the door, you just hear him say, vieja.
It's not
toxic. Arme el chiplepín, porque quiero unas pimientas.
But it's not toxic for me.
No, that's normal for you, bro.
No,
like, you're just lounging around in your fucking underwear, huh? Like, scratching your nuts. Yes.
No, bro, it feels real weird because, like, you know how I did everything myself here? Like, since I was little, I washed my clothes. I folded it. I cleaned my room. Yeah, she washed my clothes. It's folded like the store because I made fun of her once for folding it weird. And then she folds it all perfect now. And it's just like, and honestly, even if it wasn't that, like, I fucked with her even before that. Like, she would just have, like, it was weird, bro, because I wasn't expecting a relationship, if I'm being completely honest. I was like, this is going to be another fun couple weeks, like, in my head.
In your head, all you thought was, I just saved myself $150.
And little did I know, it cost me way more. But nah, all bullshit.
Did you save yourself more than $150? Do you still give your parents money?
Yeah, bro, the same amount.
As if you're living there?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
don't you move out? How much would your girl charge you if you moved in her place?
She said I could stay there for free the whole year, but I don't want to. It's just dumb.
Like, ask her
no, I did. I did. No, but that's why we want to move out next year. So it's just me and her. It's because having a roommate there, like, I'm not trying to talk shit about her. She's cool or whatever to hang with, but she's really inconvenient for the most part. She just sits in the room, smokes weed, and doesn't pay my girl on time. And that shit, and just brings a bunch of random ass dudes in the house at every, like, you don't even know who's in the fucking house.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I just come out to get something to eat. There's, like, a random, like, oh, what's up, bro?
Like, different every time.
Well, no, sometimes it's the same dude, but, like, she'll go to the club and come back with the random type shit.
No.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I'm not judging.
Why don't you guys have, like, a little coaching party?
Because my girl's, like, not, like,
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't be down?
A coaching party. Would Luisa be down?
Yeah.
To have an orgy. Oh, that's not oh, like me involved. Fuck
I'm
no.
Just kidding, bro. I'm just saying, don't shit. No.
Man, you're a piece of shit.
Lisa would be down.
Homie,
fucking
nigga,
smack me in the head.
Nigga found a house on Craigslist. Like, they had to move out quick or whatever. And they moved out, bro. And the guy that they moved in with, this nigga would make his own contraptions, bro. Where like, where they'd fucking like tie him up, like he was into bondage, and he said that he'd have sex parties. So like, him and his girl would be in his room, and you just hear like, fucking whipping and ow, and then like, you just walk out, and there's a bunch of like people naked, just fucking all over the like living room.
All right, guys.
He's been pinking a blanket.
Yeah.